is to mock you. Don't make them spot you unless you carry means a lot to me. Magic talking, come hot you. When sports ball man stop drop off, then them block off traffic. Then them reeling in the bolts, then them start shocking with the QRS ball stick and them heat rocking. EMTs come in the van and they can't start it. Some say them a good boy, them a good boy, drop it. Get dropped like a butt of it. Son of a brother wars if you don't have it. Pura sangre sounds alone. Welcome to Blood Clot. Welcome to Blood Clot. Welcome to Clot Town. For people are dead at random. Medical eugenics cast on belts, palsy and spasm. Them youth them get blind by common Adam. Now the king of kings a call for land to pick me. So wave on a hand if you with me to see the separation. Sick be them suit on pick me. From a company them trick we then them don't need fun at all. Come on let's face it, medical farmers wasting. And most of the tools ain't fake it. And when they fake it, they just prescribe more and replace it. And they don't stand a chance at all.
Outside, north side.
Welcome to Blood Clot.
East Coast, West Coast. Yo.
Welcome to Blood Clot.
Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all.
Hey. Welcome to Blood Clot.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome, welcome to Pole News America, Pole News America. I am America, the embodiment of America. I'm Pole, politically incorrect, the board of 4chan. We normally call it Pole. Welcome. I'm Luigi. Saturday, January 21st. I'm doing this all out of order on purpose. Why not? Why not? We do everything crazier. Never get a show like this. Anywhere else except here. It's for you. It's for you. Oh, that's gonna be an amazing show. What's the show gonna be today? First, vaccine genocide. Then, it's over for the vaccines. And for the finale, I don't want Nuremberg 2. That's going to be the show today, and we have a special extra credit After Dark special edition thread after. It only has like 20 posts. Maybe we'll get some more by the time we get to it. It'll be the secret post of the day. It'll be amazing. It's going to be great. Stick around. You'd super non's like, why do you say stick around, Lou? It's dumb. It's like, you're going to stick around. This is like an amazing game show. You're not going to stick around. There might be a commercial randomly. You know, what if there might be a commercial that may distract you, or you might look away for a moment. Stick around. So stay here. Don't click your channel away. That's something from the 90s. You Zoomers wouldn't get it. You Zoomers wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it. It's an old man joke. It's an old man joke, the stick around thing. It's an old man thing. It's for us millennials. Millennials might get that. I don't, whatever. There's a lot of stuff I do in my show that nobody would get. Maybe like one person gets. Oh well. It's a niche show. It's a niche show. You're gonna get niche jokes. Okay, let's get into this first thread, shall we? I didn't get it. 80% of people did. Out of those 80%, I'd say about half will lie and say they didn't get it. Where do we go from here, pure lads? The next 10 years are going to be madness. Picture is vaccine genocide trending. It really is a genocide of people. It's worse than the atomic bomb, and soon people might realize that. They might realize it's worse than the fucking nuclear bombs that we dropped on Japan. Worse than those. Worse than, dare I say it, the Holocaust. Worse than the Holocaust. Yes, please. Yes, please. Imagine the Jews losing that card. Imagine the Jews losing the Holocaust card. Ooh, Feels good. Feels like that might be a great play. Feels like that might be a good play right there. Yes. Your Holocaust, 6 million, 6 quadrillion. Those are rookie numbers. You killed billions with the vax. Billions. Billions. You fucking Jews. Billions. You fucking evil motherfuckers. You greedy motherfuckers. And he says half will lie about it and say they didn't get it. Well, dude, you don't have to worry about that because they'll just die. They will die. They will clot up and die. We don't have to worry about that. They can lie all they want. Reality will prove us right. This American says all vaccines should be in slavery. Slavery. Interesting idea. Interesting. Yes, maybe. Slavery for the vaccines. What do you guys think? America says, I'm interested to see how it affects children. Green text, woman lies about vax status because women always lie. Green text, unvaxxed sperm mixes with vaxxed egg. Green text, baby is retarded. Many such cases. What if they just get like fetal alcohol syndrome? We just have like a bunch of fetal alcohol syndrome babies walking around. Or what if they have like clot babies? Like clot fetuses. Like they're born and then they're a child running about and they have a clot. I wonder how much that will be reality. We'll see. Clot babies. This chick's holding a dead baby and this guy has Biden sniffing her hair. Oh, fucking. I'm blocking it a little. Fixed. Now you could see the dead baby. Now you could see the dead fucking baby. Hello, dead baby. Hello. Oh, you took the vax, you dumb bitch. You took the vax and your baby died. dead babies. It's sad. It really is. It's, you know, that's life, you know. Babies dying. It happens. Many such cases, actually. is this too soon? Is this too soon? Niche show. Niche. Super, super niche. In response to how does it affect children, this dude said, remember the baby formula shortage? And he links a picture of it. Basically, this baby suckled off its vaccinated mother's teat and it gave him rashes and had liver enzymes or something. And then it died. It fucking died. Fucking died. The baby died. The baby drank vaccinated milk and died. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. That's incredible. That's incredible. The baby drank vaccinated milk and died. Wow. Whew. How shitty would you feel after that? You would have to just blame it on something else, right? You would have to. Or else it would be your fault. It would be your fault. You couldn't withstand those emotions. This Netherlands Anon says, do not concern oneself with walking compost. Just take it all in and gloat. Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. Yes, just take it all in and gloat. I don't really need to gloat. I don't know, man. Them dying is... I don't know. You can just kind of just sit back and smirk. You don't even really need to gloat. They're panicking all on their own. Watching them panic and fear for their own life is just... chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Beautiful. Beautiful. Fear for your life, Vaxie, because it's real. It's fucking real. America says there's different levels of people at risk. Us purebloods are safe. You have single vax people who may be at risk, double vax people who are at risk, and double vax plus boosted who are at extreme risk, with double, triple, quad people boosted practically being walking corpses already. I mean, really, really. If you're on your fifth booster, you're fucking dead. You're fucking stupid and dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're a walking corpse. Your blood is basically molasses at this point, bro. This Brit Bong says, if Pfizer came out tomorrow saying they have a vaccine for the vaccine, they would all take it. I think that actually encompasses the normies perfectly. Doesn't it? I'm getting sick, holy fuck. I cut out like a minute of coughing right there. You're welcome. This America says, we wait a couple years and scoop up the cheap real estate. It's really that easy. Really, really. Buy the dip, right? Buy the dip. Also, what's crazy? The banks and stuff know it's going to crash. I mean, they're betting that it's going to crash. I mean, the Jews are... I think the Jews have wised up to their own... It's weird. It's like they're betting on everything to fail, kind of. So, I don't know. I was... How's it gonna break so badly that they can't even make money off it failing? It's gonna break that hard. That's how hard it's gonna break. I don't know how it's gonna break that hard, but it's apparently has to. I think we're at that point. It's gotta break all the way down. It's gotta break all the way down. It's gotta break at a fundamental level. It's gotta break. And real panic needs to set in. Really, real panic. If this COVID panic gets just a little bit of momentum with this vax panic, guys, just a little bit, that will be enough, I think, to crash the market. I mean, I don't know. I've been calling the stock market almost as much as Tim Pool calls the Civil War. But maybe not quite. Maybe in 10 years I'll catch up. But we're getting there. But I bet my reality will come true. I bet it will. With this year, man, it's got to be this year, right? It's got to be 2023, right? The debt ceiling thing just came up. It's going to happen, right? If it's not the debt ceiling, it'll be the vax. If it's not the vax, it'll be the cars. Dude, we're going to have like 8 crashes, man. We're going to have one crash that's going to make 8 other things crash. It's going to be so fucked. It's going to be so fucking fucked. God, I can't wait to eat beans for a month. It's going to be great. Get your shotgun ready. Get your shotgun ready, guys. Get your ammo while you can for your peaceful resistance. You know, just to defend yourself. Only for defense, of course. I have to put that in there. For defense. Next thread. It's over for the vaxies. This will be the year of the great rug pool. You were warned and you chose not to listen. There will be consequences. Picture is Elon Musk. I had major side effects from my second booster shot. Felt like I was dying for several days. Hopefully, no permanent damage, but I don't know. And my cousin, who was young and in peak health, had a serious case of microcarditis. Oh, a heart attack? Why did they change the name of heart attack? I mean, just heart attack sounds too intense, right? Just, your brother had a fucking heart attack. Just say heart attack. Microcarditis, though. We gotta link it to microcarditis, whatever. We're all fucking doctors now, I guess. Had to go to hospital. Well, when you have a heart attack, usually that's what happens. Or is it like, are they mini heart attacks? Are they like mini heart attacks? That's what microcarditis is, right? Holy fuck, it's an infection of the heart muscle. It's not a heart attack. What? Huh? Did they change the definition of this word? I bet they did. I bet they fucking did. I'm fairly certain this used to mean heart attack, guys. I'm fairly sure when people used microcarditis, it was in reference to heart attacks. Pretty sure. Not just inflammation. I don't know about that one. Yeah, and guys, remember, they were threatening to kill us. They wanted to kill us. They wanted to segregate us. They wanted to prevent us from... They wanted to take our rights. They want all of it. All of it they wanted to do. When they were high on that COVID pill. This dude says, I don't discriminate over reasons neither. In fact, I think it's funny that people who believe in reptilians ruling the world objectively made a better choice than many people holding PhDs. They will never own up to it. It's true though, really, really, really. There's people that believe in reptilians on this board, okay? Reptilians on this board. Like, take over people's bot, like wearing skin suits, okay? They fully believe that. And the eye winks and the videos are not graphical errors. They're literally them revealing their reptilian form. Oh my God. No. No. Reptilians are not real. Okay, but yes. So people that believe in reptilians did make a better choice than people with PhDs, which is sad. Which just shows how science really is turning into religion. It really is. Why did the Jews ruin everything? This meme flag, it says, Fed made this post. Yeah, fuck you, meme flag it. Clot Adams says it was a coin flip, and some people guessed right. Yeah, you fucked up, didn't you, Clot Adams? Clot Adams is mad that he's not pure-blooded. Clot Adams took the shot, though, right? I'm almost positive he did. I think I've asked like 4 times, no one has said anything about it, so we're just all going to assume he did. I know nothing of Clot Adams. I know his name is Clot Adams, so how can he not have the clot shot? I know everything there is to know about Clot Adams merely based on his nickname. blessed nickname.
Elando.
Samerica says he's trying to pretend to be a regular guy victim in preparation for the rug pull so no one lumps him into the bad elite. He gets to seem like the good guy. I think because he kind of is. I don't know. That meeting with Jared Kushner, man. Nothing has soured me on Elon more than him at that World Cup with Kushner. Oh, those fucking Jews, man. Those fucking kikes. God, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall. I would have loved to be a fucking fly on the wall. Samerica says, Green Tex, you were warned and you chose not to listen. I can't wait till some people I tried to warn come to me saying, okay, you were right. Now what do I do? Maybe vitamin C or something cures it? Yeah, it cures the fucking micro DNA changing fucking cells you injected into your fucking blood. Yes, that... Yes, vitamin C will cure that. I mean, they're rewriting your fucking DNA at a molecular level, you fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. It's rewriting your DNA. That's what it does. I mean, go look at the research. That's literally what it does. It rewrites your DNA. Enjoy. Enjoy. You signed up for that. Holy fuck, enjoy. Enjoy being a test subject for... immortality, because I mean that's what all these are for, right? I mean, they're testing their immortality drug. I mean, dude, guys, you want to hear my conspiracy theory in my head? But my conspiracy theory, not about like fuck the COVID virus that got released from the lab or whatever. Okay, I think the kikes jumped on this opportunity with the COVID vaccine to use this new mRNA technology because another application of this mRNA technology would probably be to prolong our lifespan. So they could test it on all the goyim, get all the bugs worked out, you know, figure out what's fucking it up. Then they can use their immortality shots or whatever. But their mRNA immortality shots that they have to take every month or something or whatever. They do. It's coming. The immortality drugs are coming. We're getting there with this mRNA shit. That's what this is the groundwork for, the immortality shit. Oh, guys, we're going to get... What a crazy future. AI bots and immortality drugs. It's going to be crazy. Oh, and gene editing. China's leading the way with that gene editing. The super babies. They're going to have super babies in China. They have super babies right now. They probably have the kids right now. They're training the children right now. The super soldiers. They're training the super soldiers as we speak. They're like 3 years old and they're already running laps around the compound and shit. Super babies. They can already like speak fluent English and Chinese. They're like 4 years old. Super baby geniuses. Can't wait. Maybe it's just, maybe, you know, the Chinese just suck at everything. So maybe they're trying to make their super baby geniuses and they're really just come out as retards. They're all retard babies. Retard chink babies. And then the boss comes and they're like, look, it's working. It's like, gaga gugu. He like shoots the boss in the head. Fucking chinks. This guy says, never trust your institution. I don't know, man. You can have some trust there, but, I mean, you should never trust anybody fully. And also, I mean, when you can't sue a corporation or, you know, like, would Pfizer has full immunity from suits, lawsuits? Holy shit. Be scared. Be very scared of anything they do. This guy says some really glowy stuff. It gets banned. Good. This guy says, your face when you took the vax, any other mudbloods out there? This guy says, I regret it. They gave me a $50 Visa gift card for taking it, and they never even activated it. The guy got gypped, and he... Oh my god, the guy's gonna get killed for a $50 gift card that didn't work. Well, dude, these people have got jelly beans. You could have got a jelly bean, Anon. You could have got a jelly bean, at least. People got jelly beans, and you didn't. You got nothing. Oh, you got a clot. That's all you got. Oh my gosh, the clot booths, the social distancing booths. Oh, those probably cause more germs, really. Fortune. It's crazy that Elon Musk is talking about the clouts. That's kind of crazy. Kind of fucking crazy. Is the Overton window shifting, guys? Is the Overton window... I don't know, man. As soon as Elon took Twitter, the Overton window started to shift already. Just with that, really. That was kind of the glue holding everything together. As soon as they... As soon as that was taken from them, the whole vax narrative shattered. The whole vax narrative shattered as soon as Twitter was gone. It's crazy how much control that they had with it. Next thread, finale thread of the day. I don't want Nuremberg 2. Who cares at this fucking point? What? Said it's a problem now that the vax cattle are having health issues? The dude that wrote this is a leftist. Because it's a wall of text and I'm summing it up in like two words. It's right in spacing. Gotta get through it. It's the finale, Lou. You made this the finale. You can't go back on it now. I'm just gonna skip what the OP said. Fuck you, OP. I'm gonna take your thread as my own now, bitch. We got with the proper order. Thank you, whoever saved the screenshot in the proper correct order. Thank you for actually putting some decent twatter content on 4chan. Thank you. Dexter Honky Dory says, you took a second booster shot, ? I thought you were smarter than that, Elon. Elon Musk replies, was required to visit Tesla Giga Berlin. Not my choice. Spoilers, Elon. Spoilers, buddy. You own the fucking company. I don't care if it's in Europe. Maybe if it's in Berlin and you don't like the regulations, you just don't go there. You just don't fucking go there anymore. Or you move it out of Berlin. I would not risk my life to go to my own factory. What the fuck? I would... He could have probably got some sort of exemption or something. Crazy. Whatever. I just think he fucked up, really. I mean, everyone was taking the vax. It was the propaganda was fucking real, guys. Propaganda, they tricked people with PhDs, okay? You know, they tricked those high IQ retards. Those high IQ retards, you know? I don't know if you guys have ever seen that spectrum of IQ where it's like it's the weird spectrum of IQ. And you have the retards on one side, but then you have the really fucking smart people on the other side. And it's like the people that don't get affected by the propaganda are like somewhere kind of in the edges, you know, in the gray zone areas. There's like a weird IQ level where they're stupid or something. It's, I don't know. Look for the graph. It's a wave or something. It's a particle. It's a wave. It's a random tangent off into nothingness. This leaf says, green tech's not my choice. Reddit space. It was. You're worth billions of dollars. I'm sure he would have been fine without the trip. Meanwhile, others lost their pleb jobs due to their beliefs. Yeah, well, he wants it to be a success. He wants the company to be a success. And even though his stock is plummeting right now, okay, the company has fundamentals and it has like 4 fucking gigafactories, guys. There's fucking like 5 giga. He has a gigafactory in China. He has a gigafactory in Berlin. He has a gigafactory in America. Okay, he has a gigafactory in like every fucking country. You think it matters if his stock falls in America? Oh well, he'll succeed in China. Oh, his stock falls in China, he'll succeed in UK. It's, you know, who the fuck cares? He has so many. He's gonna be selling so many cars and they have so much liquid money. It's. Fuck, man. It was overvalued, but it's not. It's undervalued now. So, holy fuck. Who knows what it is. A Nuremberg 2.0 really does need to happen, though. They really need to expose all these Jewish lies and how everyone's fucked and is going to die to clots. I would love to see the panic on their faces. There's no way they're going to do that. The Supreme Court would overturn the 2020 election before that happened. Probably. They're too scared of the chaos. They would never allow it to happen. But with Elon dropping the pill like this, the vax pill like this, I don't know, man. Maybe there is a wave coming. Maybe Elon sees it, like that one Anon was saying earlier. But this America says, I don't know, I'm not going to read it. It's glowy. It's about assassinations and stuff and money. It's glowing. This leaf says, green text, let me in or I pull out of the EU completely. That's all he had to say. Really, really. Really? Flex your dick, Elon. Come on. I don't know, though, dude. The EU is kind of anal. I don't know. Like, China, he probably could have bribed his way through that, but I don't know. EU, I don't know. He would have probably had to be black. Then they probably would have let him. He probably would have just went up to the lady and be like, I'm black. I don't, you know, just, can you just not, you know, it's racist for you carding me. He would have got right in. Oh, well. He could have just said he was African-American. Maybe she would have bought it. Okay, on to the secret finale thread. The secret, random secret thread. We gotta do it, I guess. He's putting bricks on sideways. He's putting bricks on sideways. There's no strength in that. Those are gonna crumble to dust as soon as someone steps on that. There's a dude below it. Dude, that dude's in danger. That Mexican below you is in danger, you fucking Mexicano. You dumb Mexicanos. With your Mexicano engineering. What is this shit? That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Oh, this is so bad. So bad. Mexican architects. Yeah, this house, basically. Holy fuck, this house is made of cinder blocks with crumbling foundation. Holy shit. I would not even stand under that. You're standing under that? That is stupid. That is dumb. I would not stand anywhere near this building. This building of death. This is a building of fucking death. Pavers instead of actual blocks. Yeah. Oh, nigger getting shot. Dude, you're holding your hand up. You're gonna block the bullet with your hand, you fucking stupid nigger. Fucking dumb nigger. I think those are why my videos get removed from Rumble. That was fucked up. Seen worse gore than that, though. That was low quality. That's it. That's the show. I guess I could read some comments to close it out. We're closing it out, guys. Closing her out today. Janitor applications are open. Don't even bother applying. It's a shitty job. Don't do it. Ah, I'm fucking nice and sick. Lord King Eye says, science is hard because your brain is running at 10% function. Yeah, my brain does only work at 10%. It's very low. Low energy. Low energy brain. Yep. 10% power or something. If I only could use 90% of my brain, I'd have super mind powers. Cure for COVID says, hey, pass me some of that horsey paste. Horsey paste. Paste with the greatest taste. Horsey paste. Something. That was great. Something about Crowder and stuff and blah, 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 blah. Fucking Crowder. I don't care. Fuck Crowder. Fuck those Jews. Fuck that whole network with millions of dollars. Fuck it. Fuck it all. E-celeb shit. Cure for COVID. E-celeb shit. Miss Bliss, I lost my sense of taste and smell when I got COVID in August. I was spewing, I wasn't pure blood anymore. Now everything tastes like soap or medicine, and soap and shampoo smells like fish oil. Sucks big time. Wait. You still can't taste stuff after COVID? Holy fuck. I hope I don't get COVID. Holy shit. Stay away from me, COVID. I don't know. I can still taste and stuff. I think I'm just regular sick. I'm regular flu sick, I think. Feels like it's getting worse. Please no. Dookie Ken says, as I get older and Fight Club seems increasingly ridiculous, I realize that my life is becoming more and more like Jack's basic bitch life. Yeah, I loved that movie. You're not a doo-doo, Ken. I was just, I was frustrated at forgetting your name again. Ender says, don't be too hard on yourself. If I saw Vax Jams, I would almost certainly skip it too. My eyes would roll past it like it wasn't even there. Yeah, the picture was not very eye-catching. It was the stupid, now 20, I don't know, like the worst album ever. Like, who followed those? Like, whatever, stupid picture, but they're using that one, so whatever. Works, I guess. Deadeye, thanks for the recognition. I appreciate it when people give credit when credit is due, because unlike the Jew, who they screwed all the white dudes, they don't even have a clue why they are doomed, because they were all just too crude for being so shrewd. Holy fuck, run-on sentence, Deadeye, bro. Holy fuck. You're just very excited, I get it. You're very excited. And no, I'm not a rapper or a poet. I just pop in to my head typing this, LOL. Don't like rap either most of the time. Oh, did this all rap? Was I supposed to rap this? You need to format this better. If you want me to rap it, you have to like format it like a song or something, bro. Holy fuck, I probably butchered the fuck out of that completely. Deadeye. There you go. Paul News America. Agent of social media chaos. No one who's been paying attention is surprised what Steven Crowder has just revealed about the Daily Wire. Look who runs the Daily Wire, and anyone should know that they are controlled opposition. Why am I having so much trouble getting through that short sentence? Yeah, it's Jews. I mean, it's Jews. I mean, we all know that Jews are evil, and I mean, a simple look over the ownership of the company would have told anybody what they needed to know. This great arc, I've said, it's not chicks with dicks, it's men with tits. Yeah, in our eyes, Anon, in our eyes. In their eyes, it's chicks with dicks. Chicks with Dicks doesn't exist, though. You're right. It's not... Really, technically, you're right. There cannot be a chick with a dick. It would not work that way, right? It's a man with tits. That's what it is. Yep, it's pretty gay. It's pretty gay. Fuda is pretty gay. Is a Fuda female male? Okay, a guy with a male with tits. A male with tits, okay? If a male with tits is fucking a female, is it gay? Is it gay? Is that gay? It's a man fucking a woman. Is it gay? He has tits. Whew, we're getting into some gray area there, aren't we? We're getting into some gray area there, huh? Nature Cameo says, can you do a bit on whether or not you think Proton Mill is a honeypot? They have JavaScript enabled on their site, which is sus. I talked about Proton Mill already. A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away. But I'll talk about it again. It's definitely a honeypot, bro. Definitely a honeypot. Everything's a fucking honeypot, bro. 4chan's a honeypot. Everything you use right now in this day, if you're using something and it has a chip in it, it's a fucking honeypot, bro. It's a fucking honeypot, bro. They gotcha. So, just don't do anything illegal. You don't got anything to worry about. Don't talk about killing people and blowing shit up and you're fine. You're good to go. It's confirmed they work with the government, like every other place you go to. So, it's definitely a honeypot. So is 4chan. 4chan's a honeypot. We know if you type something really sus on 4chan, the feds come and get you. Straight up, they come and get you. The feds come and get you. You say sus shit on 4chan. Be careful. It's a honeypot. Deadeye says he heard Steven Crowder say he was a Jew. I wouldn't put it past him. His nose looks Jewish. His nose looks Jewish. Why not? $50 million deal. Why not? Fashy Chad says flat earthers are schizos. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. I think there's a little bit to the chemtrails thing, but it if you think that every plane that has a white trail behind it is spraying chemtrails, you're fucking retarded. Sorry, you're fucking retarded. Okay, but there are planes that spray chemicals over certain states and over places, and there are planes that spray chems. But there are also planes that leave white trails of clouds. Okay, that's a real thing. There's some truth in all things, except flat earth. There's no fucking flat earth that's round. Labyrinth Rebel says 4 minutes start. Fuck you. Don't skip my intros. That's the heart and soul of the fucking show. Don't skip that. Though 4 minutes is pretty obnoxious. 4 minutes is cutting it a bit long, Lou. 4 minutes is a bit long. Oh well. I like long intros and long exits. Fuck me, right? Fuck me. Fuck me. It makes it special. Have a wonderful day. That's the show. That's it. That's the special show. I love you all. Except Labyrinth Rebel, I hate you. Fuck you. Don't skip my intros. I'm just kidding. I love you too. You all have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Okay, we've got Mercedes Carrera coming on soon.
Is this about that horrible thing?
The Holocaust?
Holocaust, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Mercedes Carrera about the Holocaust.
The 6 million.
When I was a punk rocker... When I was a punk rocker, by the way...
6 million! There were 6 million of them! It was 6 million!
That was uncomfortable.